When I met Jono, I know he was trouble when I first saw him.
Hey there, Zesties and Zestmates. I hope you're doing well. You remember Jetty from the last episode? I know you do. So in today's episode, we continue to listen to Jetty's journey as she shares to us beyond swiping right. She also gives us some pieces of advice, including fuckboy detection. Listen on. So you've met him, you were fascinated by how handsome he looked and at that time, but how did the relationship progress as it is now?
It just happened. It literally just happened. A lot of things happened in his life while we were meeting, and it was more of me, like, it was him telling me. It was more of me pushing him away.
Yeah.
With whatever.
Yeah, you tend to do that, I know.
Because on my end, I had other things to think. You know, you know those things.
Yes.
Like, I have a kid. I have a child, and I'm not sure. It's very personal, but I have a child, and I know, and I've just been out in a 7 to 8 year relationship, and being like going through the same process again, it's quite scary. So that's why after that long relationship, I never let myself to be in another relationship. I kept my options open, and I try to protect myself as much as I can. And when I met Jono, I know he was trouble when I first saw him, but he was very patient with me, and he never stopped. Whenever I pushed him away, the more he
came running back.
Didn't stop. Yes, the more he chased me up, the more, and I think because he understood where I came from.
Now that you're in a relationship, how did you manage the pressure of being introduced to his family and friends, knowing that you aren't the first woman that he has introduced to them, and he had a serious relationship before you?
When he invited me to meet his parents, I overthought everything. Because I didn't know how to handle that pressure, because I didn't know what we were when that happened. I didn't know that we were. Yes, I didn't know that we were in a relationship, or can we call ourselves boyfriends and girlfriends. So when he invited me in to meet his parents, we had a big fight because I didn't know how to act or what to say. You get what I mean?
Mm-mm-mm.
And that's one thing about dating someone in a different culture, because it's the transition's different. Glee, like, if you're dating, like, in our culture, men made their intentions clear. So we have a long process of asking the parents or the friends that, hey, I want to date your friend, can you help me? And we have courtship process. Whereas in my situation, it just happened. I didn't know, like, we met on Tinder, and we never talked about relationships. We never talked about future and stuff. And when he invited me in to meet his meet his parents, I got scared that I had a big fight with him. And there was also the pressure where I know he's introduced a few women to his family before. So I was overthinking that, oh, they'd be comparing me to them. So there was that pressure as well. And second is, there is that little insecurity and a little like competition that, oh, I should be better. I look better. I should be smart. Like, you know what I mean?
I think women in general are quite competitive with each other anyway. So yes. It's like innate in us.
That's what I was thinking all the time. But at the end, I resorted to just being myself.
Let's say the main lesson is just being yourself and being authentic.
Yes.
With your process of being yourself, was it a long process for you to think it over? Because is it just a light bulb moment? How did you kind of like overcome that pressure and went to the conclusion that, okay, just being myself is the way to go?
Well, we've been friends for years, and you know how authenticity matters to me. And I guess I felt somewhat the night before meeting his family and his friends, even before, I had this anxiety attack in my head. I was very anxious and I was very scared that what if they might not like me? What if they're comparing me to the other girls? What if, like, I have so many what ifs until I got tired and I just thought of myself. I'd be like, well, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck it attitude. I was like, fuck it. I'll just be myself. I'm not a rude person. I know that. Like I started a list of myself, the good things about myself. Like, I put a list where I said, I'm not rude. I genuinely care about Jono, and I genuinely care about them as well. And I am a professional woman. I'm not ugly. I'm not dumb. You know, these lists, like, I just put all these lists just to make me feel better. And then I just took the lead and met them. And it turned out it was the best thing that ever happened, because his family and friends are the best people that I've ever met in my life.
Second to me, right?
Oh, you're
second
to me. The best, please.
You mentioned about you've met amazing guys. Some of them are still your friends, but were there times that you met some other guys that are not amazing, like, are they are like fuckboys, I'd say? Were there a time, and how can our listeners avoid meeting those, just so that their time wouldn't be wasted?
You would actually, it's easy to detect fuckboys on Tinder because they are normally very confident. Like, they're very confident, and then you can always, like, on their profile, they normally just put there, I'm not looking for a relationship, just looking for someone to have fun with. So they, like, most of these guys, they put it all out on their profile. But there are others who are playing it safe as well, but they're actually fuckboys in real life.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
I guess when you think of using dating apps, the very first thing that you actually have to think is, you don't expect to find a relationship. Like, you don't look for a relationship on there. Like, you install the app just with a mindset where you are meeting people. Just meeting people. Put that in your mindset. Or if you want something else, then put that in your mindset.
Yeah.
But never ever put in your mind that you will find a relationship or you will find the one in there.
Your experience is like maybe 2 out of 10, you know, like it's just the outlier or the exception to the rule.
Yes. Exceptions, yes. And also when you put yourself out there, you have to think that you are not the only, like you are given this list of men to swipe right and swipe left. It's the same to them. So they're also given a lot of options as well. So when you put yourself out there, take that mentality out in your from your head that you'd find the one in there. Just have fun with it.
Yeah,
it's all I could say. It's just have fun with it. And if you meet someone, you're lucky. And if you meet a fuckboy, well, enjoy it. Did you get what I mean?
Yeah. That's a very good tip.
Yes. I think that was my mentality every time. Like, I think I've used Tinder three to four times. And all those times I've met really good people, but I always put my cards on the table. Like, you put your cards on the table that, hey, I'm not looking for anything serious. I don't want this. I don't want you to do this. And pretty much just be honest. And they'd be very honest to you as well.
So honesty is the best policy, right?
always. It's cliche, but it is. It can be hurtful as well, especially you start feeling something to that person in the long run. So the joke's on you at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because it's like you're gambling. Let's say if you're there to find love, then it's like you're gambling your heart. So, yeah. But it's actually that place is not for love.
It's a tricky business. It is. That's why the trick is. It is not, but if you play it right and if you have the right mindset to it, and you need to have a strong belief in yourself. Like, you need to be very confident if you want to put yourself out there, because like you have to just think that you're not the only girl that this person is talking to, because you are also talking to a lot of people as well. So what you're doing is probably what they're doing. So you have to put that in your head as well. They have these choices as well. So you always don't be selfish. Like, don't keep yourself, keep an open mind.
Yeah, it's like you're not the only girl in the world. Yes. Like that
exactly. So what makes you different is when you start talking to them and when you actually meet them. That's why I always say always try to meet that person as fast, like not as fast, like if once you like the way they talk, like they converse with you, don't be scared to invite them out for coffee or a drink or dinner or lunch.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much, Jedi, for sharing to us your story, your heart, and your words of wisdom for our listeners on who would like to try dating apps.
Yes. Thank you for having me, Lee.